You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
This is Codes with Shiny Outfit. We'll be chatting about their gig later in the week, just after this.
As much as I like your shiny outfit, I can't help thinking about your stage. How does a man acquire so much means? How these sleazy take so much cash? Everybody wants to play, but what's a grown up? Spend the night bitching about the kids, but they're shaking it up alright. Everybody wants to play, but we're still talking, still talking. Everybody wants to play, but we're piling it up, piling it up. Things change, don't buy your leather from the bike shop. If you take away the fucking, it's a fashion show. If I was a young boy looking for my tribe,
Shiny Outfit by Codes. We have got in the studio Tim and Loxman from the band, putting on a very special gig this week called In Plain Sight, which is exploring queer songs from the last century that might have slipped under the radar of mainstream consciousness. Kia ora koutoua, how are you both this morning?
Very good, thank you.
How you doing?
Oh, it's so good to have you up here. This is a fascinating premise for a gig. Before we get into the weeds of what the gig is about, who is Codes? What's your kaupapa as a group?
So I'm Tim Stewart. I used to have a band called Hopetown Brown, and I'm in Super Groove and been doing stuff for ages. But then I sort of realized I was, a queer musician, but I hadn't really made a big song dance about it. And it doesn't seem like a big deal, but it really kind of is. Yeah. And I was like, screw this, waiting for people to kind of figure it out. And then I thought, I want a band just with only queer people in it. And see what that's like. And so then I kind of reached out, and it surprised the hell out of me that these guys were really into it.
Cool.
And jumped on board, and then we just sort of started kind of making stuff and exploring it. And so that's kind of where it came from. But in the best way, it's morphed as these guys have kind of got involved, which is really nice. Yeah, and Codes, the name is really kind of because we wanted to, we all wanted to explore this idea of, I called it queer subspace messaging.
So there's a good byline.
Yeah. There's so many codes involved in being queer, and it's an integral part of the experience. And it just seemed like a great, a viewpoint.
Yeah,
it's such
absolutely.
A good premise for writing lyrics as well. It's just
And when Locks joined the band, you'd written, tell him about the song you wrote, which we're going to do actually.
Yeah, at the gig we'll be playing one of my own tunes.
Nice,
getting my own stuff happening in there as well. I was independently at the time already writing and experimenting with Polari, which is like a code system. It was used in New Zealand. But it's definitely comes from more of like an English tradition, I believe.
Yeah.
So a lot of gypsy slang and thieves' cant. And I was actually found a lot of resources for that research from the Burnett Foundation.
Oh, amazing.
Which was great. They got a wealth of stuff down there for people who are trying to, steal the codes.
Yeah.
It's great.
Understand the history. Yeah.
Understanding the history.
There's like so much, codes, as you said, is such an important part of the history and the contemporary experience. And it feels like something that, when it comes to the history of pop music, that has been quite prolific in a way that people would not have recognized, which seems to be the energy of this gig. What is the idea about this show that you're throwing this week?
Well, so as I was sort of exploring the idea of the band, and then I this kind of idea sort of materialized, that there were, and I think there were a number of different things that made me think of it, but in the 30s, you had this really kind of licentious and loose culture in Europe and the States. It was really kind of open slather. Everyone was having a great time. There was a lot of, kind of open, queer stuff going on. Interestingly, in a very different context from now, because you didn't really have like a queer culture that you would have identified with. But anyway, all these songs were out there. Clubbing was obviously extremely cool. It was the most exciting thing to do anywhere you were. And all those performers, well, not all of them, but a lot of them were queer. And you had all these huge stars in the States, black women who were, queer black women who were doing all these tunes that really had extremely sexual vibes. But everyone loved them. And then this kind of, we just kind of, it got buried by, World War II, McCarthyism, the world swung to the right, and we just sort of forgot it all with the mists of time.
Censorship and the Catholic League and the media and all that business.
And then it sort of, so I think these days people would probably think, oh, the world's just been really uptight for forever, and now we're also crazy and loose. It's like, actually,
not just so. I really enjoy the full title of this show being In Plain Sight, Queer Songs Homophobes Love. That's quite a good sort of entry point into the canon you're exploring here. What kind of music are you going to be playing this week?
Well, like Tim mentioned, a lot of them are like 30s blues, like the clear places to start, obviously singers like Ma Rainey, who are quite famous, especially in the blues canon. But then, Tim went in and did a bit more research and found some really deep cuts.
We've appropriated a country song too that was definitely not intended to be queer, that we kind of have grabbed and repurposed to our own devious means.
Ooh, but exciting.
there are plenty of country songs that are queer too, but the track we're actually going to play in a bit is Jimmy Half Pint Jackson, My Daddy Rocks Me.
Listening to even that name in a 2023 space, you're like, and people were wondering what was going on there at the time. There was some sort of illusions around that, but no, perhaps not.
It's some of the things that happened around that time too. You wind up, a gay guy writes a song, worried about him blues, a queer female singer sings it.
Yes.
No one's going to be any the wiser, right?
Mm. Absolutely,
So it's kind of interesting how that kind of happened as well. This one, My Daddy Rocks Me, Jimmy does an orgasm for the whole first verse, and then he brings it back.
Yeah. Strap yourselves in for this one.
Brings it back.
Which we're going to jump into in a second. But if people are wanting to head along, it's happening this Saturday. It's going to be really fun. It's at the Wine Cellar, which is a lovely place to go. And you can grab tickets from Under the Radar. Code's also working on music at the moment. We've been releasing stuff at some point, which is exciting.
Well, we're getting something out in the new year. And with the show, we're doing all of these old songs. We're also doing our songs.
Cool.
Sort of all kind of, so it's a full kind of... It's the gamut. And we've reworked these songs a lot and to kind of just had fun with them, really.
Yep.
I mean, when I was a young guy going to leather bars, you'd go in there and everyone would look like a biker, but they're listening to Savage Garden and J-Lo.
Yeah.
So this is the music that I wanted. This is like Chicago blues, like Howlin' Wolf, but with queer lyrics.
Fantastic. This sounds like an excellent place to be on Saturday night. Codes presents In Plain Sight, Queer Songs Homophobes Love at the Wine Cellar. Thank you both so much, Tim and Locksman, for coming in this morning.
Thanks for having us.
Oh, it's been great to have you here. As alluded to, My Daddy Rocks Me by Frankie Halfpint Jackson. Very excited to hear this track. Have a great rest of your morning, guys. This is Frankie Halfpint Jackson with My Daddy Rocks Me. Codes In Plain Sight, Queer Songs Homophobes Love, this Saturday the 4th of November at the Wine Cellar. Thanks again to Tim and Locksman for coming in to chat with us about it. Very exciting sounding gig. If this sounds like a bit of you, you can head to Under the Radar to grab a ticket.
Let's have some more.
But Daddy, you're rocking me. We've won. We've won. Daddy, roll.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.